So what happened next with this lady?
Well, basically, she did well on RV maintenance and had a progression-free interval of about 2 years. She then did progress, and at that point, we used the combination of pomalidomide, carfilzomib, and dexamethasone. And interestingly enough, she tolerated it well. She did respond, but, and this to me was quite ominous, her PFI was 1 year. And so that started to show me that, you know, despite the fact that I was expecting more from the CARPOM-DEX platform, to be honest, and that's when we pulled the trigger on daratumumab. We continued the POM, and we actually brought back bortezomib because I felt with her lambda light chain disease, it was important to incorporate a PI. And she tolerated it well. But again, the PFI, you know, it certainly wasn't shorter than a year, which was great. It was still a year, but it was 1 year. And then she progressed. And that was particularly important because her light chain shot up to over 1,100 mg per liter. And essentially, at that time on staging, she not only had multiple lytic bone lesions, but most importantly, she had evidence of extramedullary disease and with multiple paraspinal and pleural-based soft tissue masses and nodules. So this poor lady was not only relapsing after, I would consider, you know, gold standard therapy, i.e. CD38-based treatment, but most importantly, she was doing so with secondary extramedullary disease, which in my experience is particularly ominous. Arguably, she'd been through the best of the proteasome inhibitor family. She had had excellent immunomodulatory treatment, and she had also had, obviously, CD38-targeting antibody treatment. So in that context, I felt pretty strongly that a cytotoxic approach made sense. And so we actually offered her participation in our phase 2 single-arm trial tailored for triple-class refractory patients and the melflufen study, the Horizon trial. And she actually enrolled on that. And I was very, very pleased. She actually has had an excellent, very good partial response to treatment. The important point is she's not only normalized her light chain and ratio, but strikingly, her follow-up PET CTs have also improved dramatically. So this is clear evidence of a treatment effect on her aggressive disease. And the durability of her disease control has been really quite something, Neil. She's at 1 year now.
Wow.
And ongoing.
How has she tolerated the treatment?
Well, it's funny. She herself has done very well with it. She's had us a little bit nervous because she's had significant cytopenias. But with dose reduction, we've been able to manage those. And the melflufen is a fixed dosing approach, and it's given intravenously at 40 milligrams once a month. And then we've dose reduced to, you know, first from 40 to 30, and now from 30 to 20. And her dexamethasone dosing, we've been able to preserve at 20 milligrams weekly because she was over the age of 75 when she started. Dex dosing for her was lower than it is in the trial for younger patients, which is at 40.
Looks like she had maybe more of a problem with platelets. Is that something
yes.
you see with
yes.
this agent?
Yeah, melflufen clearly has an effect on marrow hematopoietic precursors, but it's particularly on platelets we see it. In terms of the neutrophil count too, that can be suppressed. I think what's important though is that this myelosuppression is manageable, and what's particularly striking as well to us is that she did not have mucositis or alopecia, and that's actually what we see with this drug. We don't see off-target effects. So whilst the cytopenias are important, Neil, the fact of the matter is the off-target effects are minimal. And we're watching very carefully for some of the worries we have with melphalan, which are secondary leukemia, MDS. And thank goodness to date, that signal has been minimal in the early phase trials. But I would stress these data are early. So I think we have to be careful. But that notwithstanding, this is a very effective agent that in this particular lady's case has done a really good job for her. And frankly, in the Horizon study, you know, these are not isolated patients. We're seeing a strong signal in selected patients in terms of this. Recognizing this is a single-arm trial, we have to be careful. But, you know, it's a large study. It's international, multi-center. It's over 120 patients now. And this extramedullary disease group in particular are benefiting from treatment, which we are very pleased to see.